Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to a special edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Amin Al-Hassan. I'm coming to you live from the Centurion Lounge at LaGuardia Airport. Everyone's picture is mad small, so I can't see. I think I just saw Trey raise the roof. I'm not sure.
I did.
Okay. Again, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you get the podcast all at once and not these little snippets that we give out for free all throughout the week. Make sure you're getting in the watch parties, the watch-alongs, access to the Discord, all that stuff. All right, let's get right into it.
Pot calling the kettle black.
Yes. walking down the street. I was going to McDonald's. And the McDonald's, right next to the McDonald's, was a Taco Bell. And I saw, like, this lady and I guess her kid walk confidently right up to the Taco Bell, open the door, walk in. And I looked at him, and in my mind, I was judging him, like, oh, man, how could you choose Taco Bell? Like, I choose to eat that. And then I was like, wait a second, I'm going to McDonald's. Who am I? Who am I to judge them, right? So I wanted to ask a question. Have you guys ever judged someone for some shit that you were doing yourself?
Absolutely.
Fuck every yeah. day.
Fuck yeah. Because we walk in, I mean, we human, dog. We walk in contradictions anyway. You catch yourself in the moment like, fuck, I just did that. So in a certain situation, I think I was, I tried to put a little in front of my shit, though. I was like, oh, I don't be getting drunk like that. And I found myself drinking till that motherfucker closed. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, nah, he an alcoholic. And instead of looking at my shit, I'm just like, well, damn, am I? But again, we all are functional to a point where we not actually doing our job. And I really called this person an alcoholic just because they drink more on every occasion that we fucking meet up. You know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, my dumb ass is house and shit and assume, you know, when you drunk, you think you keeping it all together. You swear up and down you good. And then you go back and you see a picture, your eyes cocked like a pistol, you look nuts, everything gone. Like you
fuck
just
around,
tore up.
Fuck around, have a drink spot on your shit that you had no idea was there.
No, the craziest shit, niggas always lie and say, I was never lit like that when you lose your phone.
Niggas really lose their phone when they be drunk like that?
Yo, it's like, yes. It's like you ever, have you seen they do this a lot on like TikTok? Where it's like, they take a video right before like their first drink. Hey, my name's Amin, it's my first drink of the night. And then at the end of the night, they take a video like, hi, my name's Amin, this is my 15th drink. My God. It's the funniest thing ever, man. I love those transitions.
I need to do one of those at the next wedding that I'm in. When I start my pregame shit.
Yo, it's Jerv. I'm on my fifth drink, y'all. Your boy is drunk.
The problem is Jerv would start high, so like it's already.
Yeah. Eyes closed. They wouldn't even know the difference. Jerv, what was your pot calling the kettle black moment?
I mean, I pretty much have one almost every day, to be honest with you. On some dad shit, like my whole entire life is fucking the pot calling the kettle black. Like my daughter does shit all the time where I tell her don't do it. And then like the second she's not there, I'm like, oh shit, I'm doing that right now, whatever. It's like, oh, you know what I mean? She get it. But I would say probably on some adult shit.
But I was gonna say, you're doing it out of protection of your daughter for right now.
I know. I tell my kids, yo, I get to do it because I earned that right. When you earn your right to do, then you can have a dirty room. Like I can have a messy room.
Have a dirty room is fucking funny. Go clean your room. But your room dirty too, nigga.
You pay a motherfucking bill? No. Clean your fucking room, dog. No, I mean, I would say for me, it's like, I always get like that when it comes to like holiday times with like desserts and shit. Cause I stay judging people how they be fucking pie up and all that shit. Cause I'm not a pie person. But
pie is fire, and I miss that shit so much.
Listen, pie's a little bit on the overrated side. I'm not gonna lie, yo. You know what I'm saying? Nuts, if we drafting a food list, I'm telling you, you can wait for pie to be your last pick because I'm not selecting it. Like you don't have to worry about me snaking you for the pie. But come holiday time, when that brown gets in me, or that tequila, or whatever the case may be, or I'm high, yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I will fuck up some pie with some ice cream.
I'm gonna do it,
right?
Just to say he gonna need ice cream to eat it. That's so fucking funny to me.
Oh, day. Microwave for 5 seconds. Literally just beyond. 5.
I like how you went above and beyond.
Yeah, I mean, like I'm not gonna half-ass it.
don't mess with vibe. You know what? Like, all right, give me some ice cream on it.
He put some ice cream on that bitch.
I'm not gonna lie. I had pizza for the first time in 2 months the other day.
How'd it feel?
Whoa, hold on. Time out. I gotta ask. Out of respect for my guy, who's the pizza cop in our chat, what kind of pizza did you have, yo? Was it like oxtail jerk chicken pizza or some shit?
Nah. Sushi pizza? I went to some spot in Bushwick called Sauce and Soda, I think. I want to say. I'm not even sure, bro. But
that sounds like a good pizza place, though, with a name like Sauce and Soda.
It was good, though. It was olive oil. It had, because I was with Stolly, bro. He don't eat, like, ham, pepperoni and shit. So it was, like,
pork. Cheese. He doesn't eat pork.
He don't eat pork. You know what I'm saying? So it was cheese, but it was, like, mushroom.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
It was really good.
Wait, the mushroom toppings, or you're telling me
yeah,
the
mushroom topping. No.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, I fucking got to
clarify. Gotta clarify, right?
Yeah, my bad. So yeah, no, it was mushroom. It was, but it was also truffle oil. So
I was just about to say there has to be truffle in this shit somehow, some way. There's no way my truffle. Nigga just ate a regular piece of pizza, yo.
Nah, so it was truffle, and I had two big ass slices, dog. And like, it was so crazy to me because I just felt myself like old me, like. You know how, like, you watch those Disney movies or, like, those crazy movies where niggas, like, find their way into the kitchen and then they just start overeating? That was me, nigga. I got them two That's slices, nigga, night. And I act like I ain't never had pizza before in my life. Like, it was a self-discovery. And I was like, damn.
Trey, when it comes to, like all of the, all that your dietary restrictions, is it like a 100% you can't do it ever, or is it like
No. I just did it honestly to see if I can actually get ahead of everything that my medical bill came back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to do any of this. But I have to go extreme in order for me to like hold myself accountable.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like you can't casually. You got to go.
Yeah, like I can't be like, hey, I'm gonna meet up with you for one drink. It's never gonna be one drink.
Right.
It's never gonna be one slice of pizza.
Right.
Jerv, you on mute.
Especially if you would have mean, it's literally not gonna. There's no way it's one drink. There's no chance.
It's either you do it or you don't.
I was at my cousin's birthday party last night, and she had like the whole spot locked down with like open bar and everything. And let me tell you something, man. I hope to God. I know one day it's gonna come back to me. Like, yo, you need to cut back on your drinking. I don't know what I'll do in those situations. I'm kind of with you, Trey. I think you kind of just have to be like, all right, then I don't drink at all. Because how can you ever, how can you ever go into an environment like that and say, I'll just have one?
But that's the thing. That's my everyday environment at work. Right. We got a bar in an open bar at my office, bro. So think about anybody struggling with alcohol.
Are y'all hiring?
Always.
But, shit, I thought it was dope when Complex just had beer for niggas on Fridays. Y'all got an open bar all the time?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, that's wild.
But think about for the struggling alcoholics that have to watch that.
Oh, my God. You got to work from home, buddy.
I work from home all the time now because, again, they watching the World Cup. Alcoholic. Listen. It's self-control, bro. They watching the World Cup, bro. It's 2 p.m. Tap open.
Oh, yeah. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Tap open. They getting after it. And then, you know, it's catered. It's food catered. So you smelling it. I can't handle it. I can't handle it because I just smell the food. I see the drinks. I got to go. I got to go. I can't watch you just drink in front of me. I try it. I try my best, bro.
You just made me think of something. I know a means answer, so I don't have to ask a mean. Like, I already know. But vacation you, right?
Supposed to be.
You'll know. Vacation you, right? You're on vacation, whatever, right? Insert whatever famous island that you beat in, you know, that you would go to, right?
Right.
What and you can drink. How early do you start drinking?
It don't matter.
Oh, okay. So you are a person that would have a drink in the morning.
But that's why I'm saying that's because alcohol don't affect me. I don't be too. I just get sleepy, bro. Outside of that San Francisco live show that we still trying to figure out what the fuck happened to me that day. I don't throw up. I mean, it's been a long time since I threw up, but I don't have hangovers. I don't, you know, I'm not going to be like, hey, I got to wait a little bit.
Jerry Seinfeld of throwing up.
Like if we were all drunk. And it means like, hey, the best way to get rid of it is to drink some more. And it's 8 a.m. I'm drinking with a mean.
A beer and
I don't even be thinking nothing like of it.
A beer in the morning
will get rid of the hangover.
I don't get hangovers either. That's the problem.
I never had a hangover in my life.
So,
I mean, you don't get hangovers?
No, man.
Oh, man. I had you pegged as all types of like, no. Like, I just thought a mean just be keeping the party going. Like, no. Fuck it.
Nah.
I don't get hangovers. So,
I will say, Amin, when you went dry before All-Star Weekend that one time, it was awkward because I wasn't used to you not drinking. And I felt like an asshole because I'm just like, yeah, nigga, you know what I mean? Like, I'm drinking. And this nigga over here like, nah, I'm going to just, you know, February. Like, I'm like, hot, but I'm so mad at the nigga not drinking. I'm like, nigga, how much longer you got? 3 weeks. It got to that point. So I understand, Amin. Like,
yeah, man,
I'm in this situation.
It's weird. Like, I'm pretty good at, like, when I stop, I stop. Like, that stop happens real easy. It's just getting that stop. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I got to get it going. But if, like, man, why am I out of breath?
Because you was drinking, nigga.
Because you was drinking, nigga.
Yeah, but, like,
your 40s.
All that hookah.
Dog, Friday night? Friday night was disaster. Friday night I drank what the equivalent of a deconstructed Long Island iced tea. I had a gin drink, I had a whiskey drink, I had a vodka drink, I had.
What you meant by that tweet?
Yeah, man. Like, I was like, I thought about it. I was like, yo, have I just drank the equivalent of just like one big ass Long Island? But like, I'm talking about like two or three of each, just going nuts, right? Going bananas. And then I realized I was like right next to the hookah spot. So I went over there just to say what's up to my people. And like, dude was like, oh, you want to smoke? I was like, sure. I just started smoking. I remember I took one pull and I kind of leaned back a little bit. Oh, shit. When I leaned back, you got me here. When I leaned back, the entire world started spinning. I was like, I had to fight not to fall backwards. Like, I was like, I had to go core strength just to get like upright. And then I I settled my shit. I passed this shit on. And then I was like, hey, man, I'll be right back. Dip went right back to my hotel, man. I'm like, yep, it's the end of the night. Well, got me some pizza and crashed.
Yeah, that was me, what, 2 weeks ago when Black Panther came out. We went and we all went out to get eat, like to a diner afterwards. It was near the theater. My man was like, yo, I got an edible. I was like, all right, bet. Not even asking how much I'm supposed to take. I just ate the whole edible. He was like, yeah. So he was like, yo, just eat half of it. And I was like, well, I fucked up. I just ate the whole thing. So let's just see how this goes. So we inside, we eating. And I'm like, yo, why am I fucking this food up so much? Because it wasn't good. But I was dogging it. I walked back to the car and I get, you know, I get everybody situated. And my homie was next to me. I was just like, yo, I'm high as shit. Yeah, no, like I'm high, bro. Like, yeah, we probably gonna have to switch seats because I'm not gonna be able to make this little 13 minute car ride home. Like, this shit's kicking in way faster than I anticipated.
Man. Everything all at once. Or what's the name of that movie? Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yes,
that's how we feel it when it hits, man. I'm like,
That shit is nuts, bro. That's so crazy. But, yeah, nah. Yeah. Once you fucking up nasty ass food, you're out of here. You're out of here, Jack.
I'm telling you, man, like that moment when you feel the world spin, it's there's nothing like it. It's like, yes, I'm here. I made it.
For Big Jerv, for Mean in the Sky, I'm Black Trey. And this has been an episode of Black Opinions Matter, Motherfucker. We'll catch you next week. Subscribe to the Patreon. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Don't bootleg our shit. Support black businesses. And we out.